There is a figure who walks the liminal threshold between the old year and the new. She moves with a broom in one hand and a basket of gifts in the other. She sweeps the hearth, blesses the threshold, and visits children as the long winter night begins to lean toward spring. Her name is La Befana, Italy's beloved Epiphany Witch, the wise old woman who rides through the sky on January 5th, leaving candies or coal, blessings or reminders, tiny gifts of fortune for the years to come. But like so many figures in European folklore, La Befana is more than she appears. Beneath her patched cloak and soot-covered face lies an ancient lineage, threads that stretch back to Roman ritual, Sabine queens, and forgotten goddesses of renewal. And today we're going to follow that thread all the way back to one of the oldest divine women of the Italian peninsula, Goddess Strenua, the Sabine bringer of health, purification, and New Year's blessings. Let's begin where most of us first meet her, on the eve of Epiphany, under a star-scattered Italian sky. She lives at the edge of the village in a little home nobody quite remembers building. Her broom is always by the door. Her fire is always lit. For most of the year, she keeps to herself, sweeping, tending, watching the world with her sharp, warm eyes. And then, one night a year, something changes. The story goes that long ago, three magi were following a star, one that's brighter than all the others, which they believed would lead them to a holy child. Passing through a small village, they knocked on a door. An old woman answered. "Come with us," they said. "The child born beneath this star will change the world." The old woman hesitated. The night was cold, and the journey was long. She wished them well, but she stayed behind. And yet, as soon as the magi disappeared into the darkness, regret swept over her like a winter wind. She gathered sweets, bread, small toys, and set out right after them. But she never caught up. And so, even now, she rides the skies each January, searching every home for the holy child, offering gifts, blessing hearts, and sweeping away last year's heaviness with her bristles of the magic broom. She is the wise crone who tends to the turning of the year. But who is she really? Where does such a figure come from? To find La Befana's deeper origins, we have to return to the ancient Roman world, when midwinter was not simply a time of feasting, but a sacred threshold between the old cycle and the new. Rome's earliest rituals for the new year centered not on saints, not even on magi, but on the powers of purification, renewal, and health. And here, standing at the doorway of the year, was an ancient Sabine goddess almost forgotten today. Before La Befana flew through the January skies, Strenua walked the sacred groves of Rome and its Sabine hills. She was the goddess of vigor, vitality, purification, and the blessings of a fresh year. Her cult was introduced by the Sabine king Titus Tacius, laying at the eastern edge of Rome where the first light of dawn touched the city. On the morning of the new year, a solemn procession would begin at her sanctuary. Priests would gather bay laurel branches directly from her grove, and these are symbols of well-being, strength, and divine favor. They carry them through the city to the arks on the Capitoline Hill, where they burn incense in her honor. The rising smoke was a prayer to Strenua to cleanse what had passed and strengthen what was to come. From this ritual emerged the Roman custom of exchanging strenae, New Year's gifts in particular, often simple but meaningful. These included figs, honeyed pastries, and holy twigs. And across centuries, this practice evolved into the very tradition La Befana still embodies, the giving of small blessings at the year's turning. The The first light of the new year spilled over Rome like a warm gold ribbon, catching on rooftops, shields, and the bright eyes of children already darting through the streets. Today was Strenua's day, and the whole city felt different, as if someone had flung open the shutters of the world. From her sacred grove beyond the city's edge, the priests of Titus Tatius lifted the fresh-cut bay laurel branches. As they stepped onto the road toward the Capitoline Hill, the procession behind them erupted into cheerful chaos. Musicians struck up a lively tune, double pipes squealing, drums thumping. A cluster of Sabine women danced in circles, their skirts swirling like petals caught in the wind. Children chased each other between the adults, waving tiny sprigs of laurel, and they shouted, "Strenua, strength for the new year." Vendors lined the route with honey cakes, with figs dripping with syrup, and little clay charms meant to catch good fortune. A baker named Livia shouted over the noise, pushing pastries into the hands of anyone passing by. Up on a balcony, elderly Antonia leaned over the railing, laughing as a group of teenagers tried to choreograph a New Year's dance. As the procession finally reached the foot of the Capitoline Hill, the city quieted. The laurel branches were lifted high. Their scent was sharp and clean, directly in the cold morning air. And when they burned the offering, the smoke rose in a soft green plume, carrying with it 1,000 whispered prayers for health, for renewal, for strength, for a year lived brightly and well. And when the ritual was finished, the noise returned tenfold. Shouts, laughter, the cracking of honey sweets being shared. Children darted between the legs of the senators. Dogs stole pastries right from the hands of merchants. Everywhere, people exchanged strenae, little gifts, blessings wrapped in twine, sprigs of laurel tucked behind ears. By the afternoon, the whole city smelled of smoke, sugar, and greenery. And though Strenua herself never appeared, the people swore that they felt her, a shimmer in the air, a warmth in their chests, a sudden burst of energy that made even the grumpiest old man grin. Rome was alive. Rome was blessed. And Strenua, the quiet Sabine goddess, danced through the city unseen, laughing with her people as they welcomed the year with open arms. Some folklorists believe that La Befana's name, Befana, may even derive from Strenia through centuries of linguistic transformation. Though La Befana's form became Christianized, her function, cleansing, blessing, gifting, and sweeping away the old, it remains eerily close to Strenua's ancient rites. Even the broom that La Befana carries, it can be seen as an echo of Strenua's purifying power, sweeping away spiritual residue and clearing the path for renewal. Strenua was also associated with serpents, like the healing god Asclepius, a symbol of shedding, healing, and rebirth. And though her ancient grove is long gone, her essence still remains, the life force that stirs in the quiet of winter, preparing the seeds of the coming year. La Befana, it seems, is not merely an old woman. She is the remembrance of a goddess once honored at the heart of Rome. When we look at La Befana through Strenua's lens, something begins to change. She is no longer merely the old woman who got lost on her way to Bethlehem. She becomes a crone figure holding that remnant power of ancient Italy's winter goddesses. Her broom becomes a symbol of purification. Her gifts become blessings of vitality. Her yearly flight becomes a ritual of transition from what was into what might be. And suddenly, La Befana is not simply a folkloric witch, but a threshold guardian, much like the ancient mothers of the Mediterranean. La Befana becomes part of a larger tapestry of midwinter women, those who guard the liminal spaces where one year ends and another begins. La Befana teaches us that wisdom often wears an ordinary face, that blessings come not only from gods on high, but from old women with brooms walking the quiet margins of the world. And Strenua reminds us that renewal is not an event, It's a ritual act, a sweeping away of what weighs us down, a clearing of the doorway, a blessing that's given with simple hands. Together, they show us that the turning of the year is sacred, that we're allowed to shed, we're allowed to renew, and to begin again. And maybe when Labafana sweeps across the sky this coming Epiphany, she carries not only her own ancient magic, but the whisper of Strenua's laurel grove rustling in the winter wind.